This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us over the phone, we do have a very special guest. We have Chad from Double Parked. Chad, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So you've just put out a new single, Leopard Print Coat. Can you tell us a little bit about what sparked, what was the inspiration, what was the spark behind writing this song?
Well, we're going back at least a couple of years. Back when we were flatting. Ben wasn't in the band at this time, but Ben, our guitarist, and Travis, our bass player, they were cooking up a tune. Ben was starting to get it into his production side of things. And I got sent a link to SoundCloud, and I just really liked it. I used to play it on the Makita radio for my apprentice. He loved it. And 2 years down the track, Ben joins the band, and I don't know, I just kind of kept hassling him. I'm like, nah, let's run it. It's a tune. I like it a lot. And now it's out on Spotify and the rest.
Yeah, it's really a good testament if you still like a song after listening to it for a long period of time.
Yeah, too right.
So you mentioned that Ben produced some of this song. Did you work with anybody else on the production?
Ben actually mixed it and produced it. We worked at Cordial Studios for the drum tracks. And then we pretty much locked ourselves away for a full weekend out in Huia at Carlin's family batch, and spent some late nights mixing it and recording vocals and guitar and bass and overdubs and all the rest. And then, mastered by Cog Studios up in Titirangi. And that's about it.
Oh, cool. Classic Cog Studios. Everything goes through there, right?
Yeah, now Chris is epic.
In your time that you spent locked away at the batch, or writing, recording, practicing, do you, as a band and you as an individual, have a favourite studio snack?
Sorry, could I get that last bit again?
Did you have a favourite studio snack? What do you like to eat to keep you fueled in the studio?
I can't even remember what we were eating. We're going back November last year. I think someone was cooking up some Mee Gerings. A lot of beers, we didn't actually eat that great, if I'm honest. I mean, usually we're eating well, we look after ourselves, but nothing spectacular out in Huia.
So for those down here in Dunedin, Double Parked is from, you came out of West Auckland, and so I was thinking, if you had to give somebody a day plan for visiting West Auckland, what would be your must visit spots?
Yeah, sick. Yeah, we've been down to Dunedin, and we played at Yuba. It was ridiculous. It was awesome. We kind of received a whole lot of frothy energy, which was quite similar to kind of playing up in Auckland, playing with our mates and the rest. It was awesome. We love it down there, epic waves.
Yeah, there must be a lot of similarities. I was kind of thinking about it, like both have beaches. I read that you used to play at house parties. That's super common down here, that bands get their start playing through house parties. So that's quite a cool, crossover.
The West Auckland sound is not as, profound as the Dunedin sound. If you're talking, historically, I don't know, some of my favourite artists came out of Dunedin, Mullins Dreaming especially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're so great. Speaking of great acts, you guys have opened for some very cool acts. Do you, as well as headlining shows, did you have a favourite show, just one that stands out as the best show that you've done?
Honestly, first thing that came to my mind was Sailor Jerry's sponsored gig at Galatos with the Butlers. I think that was right at the start of last year. And it was just, it was a zoo. Like, there was a line out the door, there was live tattooing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, everyone was going mental. It was pretty crazy.
That's cool. The Butlers are great as well. That's really cool to be paired up
absolutely.
With them.
Absolute legends.
Following on from that, do you have like a dream venue or festival that you would love to play?
Yes, we really want to play the Power Station. And I don't know, a long-term goal of ours is a festival, I'm sure it's around Melbourne, called Spaced Out Fest. Mm. I don't know. Aussie's got it going on. Like, I'm all about the Kiwi music scene, but it's really cool when certain artists can integrate over there on the East Coast, and West Oz would be epic. I don't know, they got a really good music scene.
Yeah, just a bigger population as well, and more venues, more people to bums to get on seats, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. So this single has just come out. So what is next for Double Parked?
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know, what's on our bio, two is better than one. So yeah, we got another single coming out. April the 3rd. It's quite different to our first EP. It's quite, I don't know, it's kind of on the same wavelength as our recent single, Leopard Print Coat. But yeah, we kind of just got to have a bit of fun creatively and muck around with this one a bit. Yeah, we're quite proud of it.
Cool, that is so great. Looking forward to hearing that one. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the air and chatting with me about the song.
No worries.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.